Okay, let's begin our discussion of Shabbos Daf Zayin, seventh daf here in Masechah Shabbos, and we have the last section on the first Mishnah, and we have the second Mishnah in Masechah Shabbos on the top of Daf Zayin Amud Beis. But now let's continue where we're up to on Vav Amud Beis. We're talking about issues of Hotzah. Remember yesterday we had the important Raisa of the four Rishuyos of Shabbos, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid, Carmelis, and so on some lists, it's Malkum Ptur. In the list that we had, it was not Malkum Ptur. It was a Mavui, the last case, it was a type of Mavui, Mavui She'eno Mefulash. Right, a Mavui She'eno Mefulash, a Mavui that an alleyway that is not totally through and through, meaning it has three walls, which is versus Yachad Daraisa, but we'll see what the halachas are, but we'll a little bit later. But we're up to the discussion of Carmelis. Right, we discussed already Rishus HaRabim, we discussed Rishus HaYachid, and we have we discussed examples of Carmelis that are listed in the Braisa, and we had a number of items listed. The Yam, we said, is a Carmelis that we said interesting to be shown and discuss why the Yam is not Rishus HaRabim and why the Yam is not Rishus HaYachid. Right, there's svaras to say both. And it's somewhere in the middle. So we saw the Rishonim and the Achronim that discussed that. Bika, the valley, we said, okay, that's a Carmelis. But we said, keep note that in other areas of Halacha, it might be defined differently. What areas of Halacha? Why do you care whether it's Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid outside of Hilchos Shabbos? Isn't that the only ramification? No. Tumah v'Tahara. Tumah v'Tahara, the rule is, Safik Tumah b'Rishus HaYachid Tamei, Savik Tumah b'Rishus HaRabim Tor, right? Learned out from Sota. So it makes a difference. You have to know, how it's defined. And we saw that you could define it differently in Hilchos Shabbos and in Hilchos Tumah v'Tahara. But that was another example of a Carmelis. The Bika, Istava, the area where the benches were, Iskopa, the threshold, that we're going to talk more about by the Shem on today's daf. And then the last one on the list, the examples of Carmelis are Carmelis. Right, it says Carmelis in the Braisa. So what is that word including? And what is that teaching me? And what does that mean? What does that word come from? Carmelis. So we are again about 2/3 of the way down on Vav Amud Beis. Carmelis. Tani Rebbe Chiya. Carmel. Carmel. Right, and that is Carmel. What is that? That's the word used in the Torah to describe the grain that's going to be used for the Karban Omer. Geres Carmel. So Carmel, we say, is a contraction of two words. Rach, that's the first two letters backwards. Rach is soft. And take out the olive, mel. Mel is crushable. That it's soft, and it's at the stage where you can crush it up with your hands, and it will be crushed. Eino lo lach velo yavesh elo benoni. It's not too soft, wet, moist, and it's not too dry. It is benoni. That's Carmel. And this Yerushalmi is quoted by the Rishonim, there in the first parak of Shabbos Vav Amud Aleph. So the Gemara there in the Bavli quotes this brisa or a form of it of Dal Rishuyos. Tosfos Carmelis. What does Tosfos say? Birushalmi Bereish Shabbos. Tani Rebbe Chiya Carmel Rach Vamal. Lo Lach Vel Yavesh Ela Beinoni. Hachanami Carmelis in a Lo Rishus Yachal Lo Rishus Rabin. Right. So now we're back, but again. The Bali Tosfos quoted this Yerushalmi, right? That to parallel the Bavli. So Vahacha, back to our Gemara, Eino Rishus HaRabim, Lo Rishus HaYachid. It's not Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid, Ela Carmelis. It is Carmelis. It's somewhere in the middle. It has certain elements of Rishus HaRabim, certain elements of Rishus HaYachid. Again, on a Durabanan level. On a Durabanan level, that is Carmelis. Where do you ever have, you always look for Kein Daraisa ticket. Where do you ever have such a institution that is somewhere in the middle of two other institutions? So, Hano, Benash Mashos, right? That could definitely be a possibility, right? It's not Yom Hazal Laila. It's Benoni. It's somewhere in the middle, right? And you have other examples. Other ones are not exactly the same. Benash Mashos is probably the best example because it has elements of both. It's somewhere in the middle in time as a Carmelis is in space. It has certain elements. But you know, Kai, you have Androgynous and Kai and other types of ideas. Institutions in Halacha that have elements of two studim. Good. So the Ezeo Carmelis, what's an example of a Carmelis? Rabbi Yosef Shem Rabbi Yochanan could go in Chanusei de Bar Yustini. Okay. The Bar Yustini had a type of a store, and it was semi-private, semi-public. It wasn't totally public. People walked around. So that type of store is the example given of a Carmelis. Continuing. Chatzer shel Rabim. Umivos Shayna Mufulashin. That's the last one. That's category 4. a chatzar of rabim, and a mavui she'eno mafulash. So what does that mean? So remember, a mavui ha'mafulash, mafulash means open on both sides, straight through. So if I have a street that has walls on two sides, but you go straight through, so that's not a karmelist, that's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But if it has three walls, or Rosh Hashanah Yachad Araisa. If it has three walls. Or a chatzar shal rabim. What if I have a yard that 10 different houses go into that yard, but it's all fully enclosed? That's a Rosh Hashanah Yachad Araisa. But because it's owned by many, so that's why Chazal gave it a different status. And therefore, even though it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid based on physical character, but because it's owned by many, we're nervous that people are going to confuse this with a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, because it's owned by many, and therefore they required what we know as an Erev Chatzeros. Im Irvu Mutarin, Vim Lo Irvu Asurin. If they made an Erev Chatzeros, it's Mutar, and if not, not. Right? It's the first time that comes up. Let's chaz to the Rambam. The Rambam tells us the background for the mitzvah derabanan of Erev Chatzeros. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Erevin. He talks about the din daraisa, and he says, "Bidivrei sofrim aser l'shchenim l'taltel b'rishus hayachid sheyesh ba chaluka b'diurin." It's aser for neighbors to be metaltel, just like you're not allowed to do dalat amos and rishus rabim. You're not allowed to do dalat amos and rishus hayachid that's owned by many different people. That's the yesh chaluka achi ya'arvu kol hashchenim kulan me'erev Shabbos echad chatzer ve'echad mavui ve'echad medina. This takana goes back a long way. Shlomo HaMelech made this takana of Erev Chatzeros. V'chein yoshvei ohalim, o sukos, o machane, shekifu mechitza. You're having an overnight, then you're in tents, and you built an Erev around your area, right? So then too, if you all are eating your own food, and you're not really connected in any way, so you need an Erev Chatzeros. Ein metaltlin me ol la ol ashi arvu kulan. Within each house, you can be metaltel. But going from ol to ol, going from house to house, through the yard, going from apartment to apartment, through the hallway, right, that requires an Erev Chatzeros. The chulu. And says the Rambam, ubenei ma tikin shlomo davar zeh, why did Shlomo HaMelech, why was he misakein this law? Kidei shelo yitu ha'am v'yomru. So people don't make a mistake and say, "Kishem shemot delozim in achatzeros l'rechovos haMedina v'shokel ahachnas v'im lachatzeros kachmot delozim in haMedina l'sadeh ulachnas b'asadeh l'Medina." Right? People, just like you're allowed to take out from your yard to the street, so you could take out from the street to the street. You could take out from other. It can lead to problems. V'yomru shachatzeros belvad. It was very common, right? Hotzah, that's one of the days. Say Hotzah was the most common malacha. One of the reasons why the Masechta starts off, right? We noted nowadays it's the least common malacha because we have Erevs and Erev Chatzeros. Lefichach says the Rabbam Tikein, Shekal Rishus Hayachid, Shetechalek Bidiurin V'yeachiz, Shekalechad V'echad Bar Rishus La'atzmo, V'yishar Mimena Makam Rishus Kulan V'yad Kulam Shavebo. You have to bring them all together. Meaning, set up a piece of bread and be mezakeh for everybody there and say, we're one big happy family. And that's every city that has an Erev is working through Erev Chatzeros. You have a matzah in one of the shuls, and that is designated as bringing all the people together. Just like if you're in a hotel and everybody eats in the dining room, you don't need an Erev Chatzeros because you're all connected already through the food that's being served from the common kitchen. Right? If there is some kind of connection between the people and the food. Good. So that's Erev Chatzeros that we'll come back to Hashem at length in Maseches Erevin. But here it's brought up here in the fourth Rishus. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Chinen, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Chanina, Simtios, Shebein Amudim. If you have these pillars that people you put their rest their bundles on when they're traveling, they don't want to put it all the way down on the floor. They'll rest it. So it's you can move between these pillars. It's in Rishus Arabim, but it's not so comfortable to move. It's not, you can't just run and straight. So that also, we take, that's not called a Rishus HaRabim, Nidonik HaKarmelis. So that's called a Karmelis. Again, elements of Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim. Reb Shimon Bar Chia Bar Yehuda, B'Shem Rabbi Chanina, also, Pirchei HaAmudim. If you have these flower-like protrusions at the bottom of the pillars as a design, those are also on top of those, Nidonik HaKarmelis. Those are also like karmelos, because it's not nicha tashmishte. Again, we see from all of these requirements that Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, part of what's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Oh, it has to be very wide, 16 amas wide, and no roof, and not surrounded by three walls. So all of those, but also nicha tashmishte. Right, remember we had, if you have a little corner in the Rishus HaRabim, that it's not usable. Remember we had, if you're standing in the Rishus HaRabim, and you're facing in less than four tefachim to your house, that's going to be a karmelis, even though it's a street. It's a street, doesn't matter. Right, you've created an area with your body that we had earlier, but even in Adev, if you have a little corner that's not comfortable for the Rabim to use, that's going to be a karmelis. That's going to be a karmelis. That's probably going to be the hardest one to pin down how you define a karmelis. But again, that's a very important issue today, because the second that we could say something is not a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, but it's a Rishus HaRabim Darabanan, it's a karmelis, Rishus HaRabim Darabanan, somehow, then one can build an Erev in that in area. Lachain, the Braisa continues though, or the Gemara continues, Tzricha Bigavohin Shlosha. This is assuming, though, when we say that these flower-like protrusions at the beginning of the, at the bottom of the pillars, they are a karmelis, that's only if they're three tefachim high. If they're less than three tefachim, then they're just street. Because all streets are bumpy, right? How many streets are exactly level? Right? There are always ups and downs in the streets. So anything less than three tefachim is just considered street. That's not such a bump in the road that would be so uncomfortable. So these protrusions, if they're less than three tefachim, they're just considered street. Chia b'rei d'rav, Rav, there are a couple of other opinions about this. Kolam ha'akiv d'rasa, b'rishus ha'rabim nidonik ha'garmelis. Anything that prevents regular travel, d'rasa, trampling, anything that prevents regular travel, which is rabim, so that area is going to be called a karmelis. Karbon ha'eda on top. Kol she'ein rabim dursim alav. Havi makam la'atzmo. Anything that the rabim don't step on. So that's going to be an area la'atzmo. So that could be maybe even something that is on the ground, right, that you wouldn't step on. Doesn't mean that there's something, there's a stationary item, but even something on the ground that's there. What about a mud or tsoa? That's also, maybe that area is called a karmelis. Rabbanan dekesrin amrin, afilu kotz and afilu schluchis. Even if you have thorns or glass on the ground, maybe that could translate into a karmelis. Lachain tzricha b'sheina gavon shlosha, and that's even less than three. Even less than three tefachim high, you know, one would say that that would be a karmelis if the rabim wouldn't go there. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, again, Shin Mem Hei, in the beginning of the fourth volume here of the Mishnah Berurah, Shin Mem Hei Vav, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't give any flexibility. The Shulchan Aruch says, there's no karmelis that's less than three tefachim. Kol davar shu b'rishus harabim, im eino gavoa shlosha tefachim, right, if it's not three tefachim high, afilu heim kotzim otsoa, she'ein rabim darsim aleihan, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, even if there's something that people want to step on, there's glass on the floor, there's tsoa, there's excrement on the floor, doesn't matter if it's less than three tefachim, that's rishus harabim. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin like these deis, or has a different understanding. Chashuv mikat karka, favi rishus harabim. It's karka, even if it's kotzim, because, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, to call pachos mishlosha, anything less than three tefachim off the ground, kaimalon deino cholekas rishus la'atzma, ubatel lagabi rishus harabim. Right, it's batel, but lagabi rishus harabim. And if it's gavoa, if it's three high, so then it's not a rishus harabim, but it's not a rishus yachid either, unless it's ten tefachim. That's what's going to be a karmelis. In that case. If it has a certain, area, less than that area would be a makom ptur. Let's just finish reading the Shulchan Aruch once we have it open. If it is three tefachim high, if you have something in Rishus HaRabim that is three tefachim high, umishlosha va'atisha velo tisha bichlal, right, if it's between three and nine tefachim high, if it has a surface area of 4x4 tefachim, that's a karmelis. Karmelis requires 4x4, it has to be an area. And if it's less than 4x4 tefachim, then it is a makom ptur. Makom Ptur, like the pole that's in the Rishus HaRabim, that on top, it doesn't have an air surface area, that's wide, so then it is a Makom Ptur. Okay, so that's the Shulchan Aruch about the levels. There is a Rashba. The Rashba on this daf in Shabbos, on daf Zayin, the Rashba discusses, I have a question, says the Rashba, Vakashali, right, the Gemara there, Abai and Rav, a quote, that like this daya, Shulchan Aruch doesn't see the pasuk like this daya, that if you have items that are in the street that nobody steps on, even if it's less than three tefachim, it's a rishus bifnei atzmo. So the Rashba says, kashali, but didn't we say that Harava Dharma Parakamatsniya, didn't Rava say later on, Hamosi Paris Mirshus Harabim Lamata Mishlosha, what if I carry something out to the street, but I bend down and I carry it in my hands less than 3 tefachim from the ground? Less than 3 tefachim from the ground. Chayev, Mishum to call Shasamach Lakarka Batok Shlosha Kakarka Dami. Anything close to the ground within three tefachim is like karka. Viyad holo darsi barabim. But 1 second. Nobody's going to step on my hand, right? Just like nobody's going to step, according to these dais, if he's even is less than 3 tefachim, it might be koveya rishus b'fnei atzma. So if you have thorns or glass or tsoa, so why, and that's a rishus b'fnei atzma. So why is it that if your hand, if you carry something on in your hand, right, going to the street, that's not bottled to the, right, not bottled to the ground. V'yesh lomar says the Rashba quotes one day he doesn't like it. He says, V'in mechover ela, mistaver, shalo amru ela bedvarim shederech olam lanichem alashlichem rishus arabim. The only time you could possibly say that there's a rishus b'fnei atzma is if there's something that can stay there for a while. If you have something that people are going to leave there, you have thorns there. Okay, it can stay there for a while. Kagon hizbi v'higi, v'chayotze be'elu, she'ein mushlachin rishus arabim, v'ina omdim l'stalek. It can stay there for a while. Hilkach kivan shemonin as harabim milihikanes sham ein sham shem rishus harabim boso makom. You could have, if you have something that could stay there for a while, that could remove and the status and create its own status. Shein din rishus harabim el b'makom hamucham l'drisas harabim. Avol yad o kli shein nasin l'zakiv sham. But your hand, how long is your hand going to stay in that spot? Not long. So even though people aren't going to step on your hand, that cannot be called a rishus b'fnei atzma. The difference between an item that could stay there, thorns and dirt, and your hand. Okay, that's the Rashba, Shabbos, Daf Zayin. We continue. 4th line. Amr Rabbi Yosa, Iskopa Sha'amru, Rechava Arba Ve'ina Gavo Arsara. As we said, the Iskopa that we said is a Carmelis, that's 4 tefachim wide, as we just said. A Carmelis needs 4 tefachim wide. If it's less than that, it's going to be a Malkum Tur. But it's 4 tefachim wide, and it's not 10 tefachim high, because then it would be Rosh Hashayachid, right? If it's 10 tefachim high, but it's not 4 wide, not ten high. In Tamar Gavoa Sarav Arachav Arba, because if you would say again, this is Iskopa that's mentioned in the Brisa, that is a Carmelis. The Gemara is just clarifying. It's 4 tefachim wide. This threshold again, it was a big wide doorway, deep doorway, but it's not 10 tefachim high, and it's higher than 3. We'll see about that. I take that back for now. So if you say it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, Rosh Hashanah B'nei Atzma, that would be Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And in Tamar Gavoa Asar Avein Rechav Arba, and if you say it is 10 tefachim high, but it's not 4 tefachim wide, Hada Damar, that's what Rav Chisda says. Rav Chisda B'shem Asi, that's like the Kaneh. Kaneh, no, it's Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Gavoa Asar Tefachim, if you have a pole that's in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, that's 10 tefachim high, Mutu Lakan Lakan. So that's a Makup Tur. And therefore, you can put stuff on it, or take stuff off of it, because that's not a Rishus, that is Mechayeves. Ubil Vachelo Yachlev, as we said, Midir Abanan, though, you shouldn't, like, use it as a transferring spot. Going from Rishus Arabim to Makam Tur, and Makam Tur to Rishus Yachid. That you shouldn't do. Ella, so what are we talking about? What's the Iskopa? So what's the Iskopa in the Brisa? It can't be 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim wide. It can't be 10 tefachim high and not 4 tefachim wide. So, Ella, Kain, Anan, Kaiminan, Bi, change the girsa, Rechav Arba, take out the Enelo, Bi Rechav Arba, it's 4 tefachim wide, Velo Gava Asara. And it's not 10 tefachim tall. So that's the Iskopa that we are talking about. And to summarize, the Me'iri there in Shabbos on Dav Zayin, the Me'iri says, Carmelis has kulas of Rishus Arabim and kulas of Rishus Yachin. I'm reading from the Me'iri. Shakarmelis, Yishpa, Mikuli, Rishus Yachid, Mikuli, Rishus Rabin. Mikuli, Rishus Yachid. Why is a Carmelis like a Rishus Yachid? Shekamosh, Ein Rishus Yachid, Papachos, Biarba, Rochav, just like Rishus Yachid. Kach Carmelis, just like a Rishus Yachid, is Pachos, Biarba, Rochav, so to a Carmelis. Umikuli, Rishus Rabin, Shekamosh, Rishus Rabin, Eino Tofeses, Bavir, Lamalami, Asara. We'll get to that. Just like Rishus Rabin, we learned above 10 Tvachim, airspace is not Rishus Harabim anymore. Kach v'chol avir shalamal me'asar Rishus Harabim malkum tur. Above 10 tefachim in Rishus Harabim is a malkum tur. Remember, if you throw something and it stays up, so it's malkum tur. So do Carmelis. The only one that has status above 10 tefachim is Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRakiya. Right? The other Rishuyo stop at 10 tefachim. That's the Carmelis in that way is like a Rishus HaRabim. And as they, elements like Rishus HaYachid as well. Continuing. Iskopesh Levriya Pesach. So the doorway in front of the Pesach that we said in the Brisa that it's a Carmelis, but now we have another Brisa. Another Brisa. Well, maybe it depends if the door is open or closed. Right? We have this Iskopa. Imagine a door. But when you open the door, it's recessed a little bit. And therefore you have a doorway in front of you that is deep. That's the Iskopa right there. That's the Iskopa right there. It has walls on the side of it. Maybe it's roofed, maybe it's not roofed. That's what we're going to talk about. But maybe the status of that Iskopa changes based on whether the door is open or not. Whether the door is open or not. Acher Momer. Kolzmancha Pesach Pasuach. Kulo Lefnim. While the door is open, if the door is open, then that whole area is just considered an extension of the house. And therefore, it's like Lefnim, it's Kulo Lefnim. You don't say it's a Carmelis, it's Batel Gabi the house. If the door is open, that whole area is an extension of the house. Na'ol, if the door is closed, Kulo Kalachutz, that it's all like outside. That's the Brisa. That's the Achirim. Achirim says, door open, door closed. What does it mean it's like outside? Well, let's see what that means. Does that mean it's like just Rabim? Right, we'll see. It's going to be like Carmelis. So Mana Kaiman, what are we talking about? Im Bimakura, are we talking about a roofed area? Meaning the roof of the house extends over this threshold. Afilu na'o kula kilafnim. See, even the door is closed. Shouldn't it be like Rishus HaYachid? Why? Because there's three walls and a roof. There's three walls and a roof, so you apply the principle of Pitikra Yored Vesosim. Right? If you have an area that has three walls and a roof, so you say it's as if the fourth side has an imaginary wall. The rim of the roof shoots down as if it's surrounded by all four sides. So if the threshold, if this iskopa, it has a roof over it and three walls, right? Two walls on the side and the wall of the house, right? Then it should be kilafnim. Im shena makura. And if it's not roofed, afilo pasua kulo galachot. If it's not roofed, how could this be an extension of the house? It doesn't have a roof. How could it be an extension of the house? So ela, kena, non kaimin. What are we talking about? Bishachetzia makura, bishachetzia shena makura. We're talking about it's half and half. It's half and half, right? The inner half of the iskopa has a roof, and therefore what? So therefore, the area under the roofed part is less than four tefachim, right? So you can say that the roof part is right pitikra v'yorvisosim. So you can't say so when the door is closed, right? When the door is open, you could say it's an extension. Right, and that's what the Acherim say. When the door is open, the whole area is included even. When the door is open, the whole area is included, even the unroofed part. But when the door is closed, only the inside is not good enough. Maus, the Gemara just clarifies. So what does the Acherim mean? When the door is open, it's like Lefnim. When the door is closed, it's like Lechutz. Ma'u no kula kelechutz. What does that mean? It's kelechutz. That means it's mamish like the street. You could from here to the street, that's impossible, right? It's a Carmelis, right? So by bachutz here doesn't mean street, right? It means rather, it's like a Carmelis, but what's the nafkamina of it being considered chutz? Bishahaya bepesachur. What if the door is closed, but there's like a window? There's like a window in the front door. So are you allowed to put from the threshold, from that area inside? So the answer is no. When the door is closed, it's like outside, meaning it's like a Carmelis. Outside is like a Carmelis, and you can't stick into the hole. So that's all explaining the Shita of Acherim in the Brisa, right? What did Acherim say? Acherim said, it depends whether the door is open or closed. If the door is open, then the whole area is an extension of the house. And what's the case we're talking about here? It's an iskopa where the inner half is roofed and the outer half is not roofed. When the door is open, the whole area is considered an extension of the house. The whole area. It's surrounded by two walls, half of it is roofed, the whole area. When the door is closed, then it's like a Carmelis. Lagabe what? Lagabe, you can't stick something in the hole in the door. Hole in the door. And the area when the door is closed, the area that's roofed is not dal tochen. So you can't say pitik or yor v'sose. Right, so that's that case. But there's another day of the Brisa, Rabbi Nassim, which we're quoting now. Rav Nassim Omer, no kula kalachutz. So that is like the Tanakhama, right? When it's totally closed, it's kalachutz. Pasuach, when it's open, what the Tanakhama say? It's all like in the inside of the house. And here, no, pasuach, chesik kalachutz. When it's open, it depends. The roof part is like inside, and the non-roof part is like outside. V'lo kein savrid and meimar, Rabbi Nosson explains, iskopa arba me'achar shein al pesach kula kalachutz. Well, because after all, when you have an iskopa that is four tfachim, and the door is closed, you don't say that the iskopa is an extension of the house. So says Rabbi Nosson, I don't think the door makes such a difference in this case. The part that's not roofed, I don't think is going to be subordinate or nigrar after the house. Unlike the Tanakama. Tanakama says if the door is open, then the whole thing is nigrar after the house, even the non-roofed part. And Rabbi Nosson says no, only the roof part. The non-roofed part is not going to be nigrar after the house, and therefore it has a different din, it's kelachutz. Fine. Says the Mishnah, second Mishnah here in Masechta Shabbos. We could spend a long time on this Amud. We'll have to squeeze it into 5 minutes. Says the, what is this Mishnah doing here? Well, let's first read the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. If it's Mincha time, you can't go get a haircut. A haircut in those days was a major event. It took a while. And the worry is that if you get a haircut, you're going to not going to dive a Mincha. So Samach LaMincha means within a half hour. Within a half hour before Mincha time, you can't go get a haircut. Go to a sapar because it's going to take too long and you might forget mincha. We can't do all these four events, activities either because again, it might get drawn out. Go to, into the merchatz, the bathhouse, laburski, the tannery, to lochal, start a big meal, v'loladin, or start a din Torah. All of those shouldn't be done within a half hour. If you did start these, you don't have to be mafsik. As long as, Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Tes, as long as he's off time to daven mincha, right? If you're going to miss mincha, you got to stop. Right? Get mincha, you got to stop. You can't continue and miss. What is this Mishnah doing here? The next Mishnah talks about things that you shouldn't be doing right before Shabbos because you might forget. You shouldn't be sewing because then you might put your needle on top of your ear and walk out, you know, by forgetting. So just like it talks about there about certain things that are that you shouldn't do right before Shabbos. So you also shouldn't do these things right before Mincha. The Sfasemes says, maybe, Sfasemes there in Shabbos Aftes, you might have thought that, you know, maybe on Erev Shabbos, these things of Sapar and Merchatz are all mutter. Because it's going to be Shabbos, you're not going to forget it, Shabbos. So that's the Chiddush. You still shouldn't do these before an Erev Shabbos too. So that's the Chiddush. Erev Shabbos, ye mutter, avagav de b'chol aser. Even if it's usher on weekdays, kivanta al karchach yitzorach lahafsik mishum iser Shabbos, because you're going to remember it's Shabbos. So you might have thought that Erev Shabbos is more makel regarding these activities. That's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is, no. Even on Erev Shabbos, you shouldn't be involved in these activities. Shuma, that's the Chiddush. Gam yesh lomar, that's the Sfas Emes here on Daf Zayin. Umafsikin lekriyashma ve'umafsikin letzvila. You have to stop for kriyashma, not for tfila. The Gemara will talk about what that's referring to. Kriyashma is daraisa, tfila is... Interesting. Is that the Rabbanan? What about the Rambam Shita? We'll have to talk about it. Fine. Tosfos and Arvi Psachim, discusses why is Mincha called Mincha? Right? Shachar is called Shachar because it's Shachar. Arvis or Myriv is called Arvis because of Erev. Why is Mincha called Mincha? Why don't we call it Sohar? Saharayim? Or why is it called Mincha? Mincha just means a present. So Tosfos there says, yeah, Mincha is a present. Mincha is a present. Because that's a unique tefillah. The tour in Reish Lamed Beis and Ilchas Mincha says that Mincha is the toughest tefillah. Shachar, you wake up, you go daven. Before you go to sleep, you go daven. Mincha, the middle of the day, you're involved in your life, you're involved in asuk in so many different things. Aval shal mincha shibam sayom ba'ochu tard ba'asakov tzorach lasum osa elibo v'lefanos mikol asakov v'lespal osa v'masa kein schara harbe ma'od. Right, Elio, Navi was answered betfilas mincha. By Har Carmel, right? So that's the tour in Siman Reish Lamed Beis. The Aruch HaShulchan says in Reish Lamed Beis, Mincha is like the Ne'ilah of every day, right? Because it's the last tefillah that we daven each day. So Mincha is like the Ne'ilah of every day. We know the power of Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur because the time is running out. So by Mincha, time is running out also. Which Mincha are we talking about here? We know there are two Minchas. There's Mincha Gedola, six and a half halachic hours into the day, and 9 and a half. If you look in the Bavli, it's talking about Mincha Gedola. Mincha Gedola. It's going to be clear here in this Gemara that the Yerushalmi is talking about Mincha Ketana. Talking about Mincha Ketana. Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi. Is this Mishnah talking about Mincha Gedola or Mincha Ketana? Machlokas Rishonim, is it better to daven Mincha Gedola or Mincha Ketana? Right? The tour is Reza Magdimin. Daven the earliest you can. First Mincha. The Rambam, no. Later, connected to the Talmud Shel Shach, Ben Arbayim was given later in the day. She died later. Everyone should follow their. As the Gemara, Lo Yeshiv Adam Lavei Asaper V'Chulu Anan Taninan Samach Lamincha. So in our Mishnah it says Samach Lamincha Tani Rabbi Chiya Samach LaHashecha. Rabbi Chiya's lashon of his brisa is Samach LaHashecha, close to dark. So how do you put these two together? Samach Lamincha Samach LaHashecha. So answer one. Masisa Tzricha Lamistei Rabbi Chiya Masisa Rabbi Chiya Tzricha Lamasisan. It's not a stira. Each of them complement the other one. Ilu Tana Rabbi Chiya V'Lo Taninan Anan. If you only had Rabbi Chiya's version. Right, samach lachashecha, havin an amrin lo amr elachashecha. I would have thought this meant dark, mamish. Ha mincha lo, I wouldn't have known that it means mincha before it gets dark. Havitzurcha lo mastisan. That's why you need the Mishnah's language. Ilu, skip the next four words. Ilu taninan anan. If we would have our Mishnah, add in words. Velo tana Rabbi Chiya, and we would have had Rabbi Chiya, we would have had just our Mishnah, samach la mincha, havin an amrin, kulin de taninan mincha, mincha, v'kulin tanin chashecha chashecha. I would have thought whenever it says mincha, it means early. And whenever it means chashecha, it means really dark. Min man de tanina mincha, vitanta Rabbi Chiya, ruba chashecha. But since we have mincha and chashecha, so it must be that the mincha that we're talking about is the one that's close to chashecha. Hada amra, fil chashecha, de tanina de basra, mincha hi. When it says chashecha, it really means mincha, which clearly means what's close to chashecha, that's mincha ketana. Mincha ketana, the 9.5 hours of the halachic day, and therefore, that's what the Bryce is talking about, the Mishnah is talking about Mincha Kitana. Mincha Kitana, the later Mincha, that's pretty clear, but again, the post can point out that the Bavli says Mincha Gedola. One more line, that's one answer to the Stira. There's no Stira. We need each of them to be Megala on each other. Rabbi Hananya ben Achui, Rav Oshia Amar, Masnisa Ba'ame Ha'aretz. Maybe the Amish is about Ame Ha'aretz, meaning people who might forget. They should daven earlier. Min ma de tani Rabbi Chiya v'chaverin. A chaver, a tamar chacham, who even if he davens, he's not going to forget. He's not going to forget. Therefore, you could say chashecha, meaning the later time. But mincha could give the impression of earlier, so that's where Ami Aretz, who might forget. One more. Rabbanan de Kesron Amrin, masnisa k'Rabbi Yehuda. A third answer. Maybe the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. What does mincha mean much earlier? Rabbi Yehuda, we'll have to learn in the fourth parak. We learned in the fourth parak of Maseches Brachos, plaga mincha. Is the time for mincha. So mincha means that time. Min mad tani Rabbi Chiya karabanan, and Rabbi Chiya's lashon of chashecha is karabanan, like the rabbanan who say that you could have mincha till shkia. Maybe we'll start with a little discussion next time of Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yehuda, and the rabbanan. But three different approaches how you put together the language of the Mishnah and the language of the brisa of Rabbi Chiya. There's a lot here, but we'll have to call it.